listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here today. Thanks for being in the collective energy, the collective consciousness of the community. Thank you for bringing your vibration to this space. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, remembered, known, ancient practices, knowledge and wisdom, but not only from our own planet, cultures, traditions, but also from other worlds, galaxies, and dimensions too. The theme for this series of Wisdom of the Ancients is expressions of truth and expansion. So may we all be open to receiving any messages today that the divine has for us, so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. So right now, we call on the ancient ones. We call on the beings of love, light, power, and service. We call on the ascended masters. We call on our guides to be with us and to just support us and let the messages that are coming through today be heard and resonate with us. Such a beautiful, beautiful place to be. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Hema Vyas is a seer in a modern context. Hema merges her profound intuition and extensive academic studies with a passion for Eastern and Western philosophies. Through her unique approach, a synthesis of psychological and spiritual insights, heart-based wisdom, kundalini yoga, and meditation expertise, Hema empowers people to awaken their confidence and discover their true purpose. And so it gives me great joy to welcome Hema to the show, but I think Hema's having a little bit of trouble getting on. Hema's in the United Kingdom. So, Hema, are you with us? Not quite yet. Okay. Well, here we go. All right. So what I need to do, everyone, is ask your patience. So this would be a wonderful time for you to grab that crystal or light that candle or get into that space if you're in a little bit of a harried mood right now. Just get into that space, because what we're going to do is we're going to wait for Hema a little bit. So while Hema is trying to get on, and that means I might have to email, which I already have, asking Hema to get on. So while that's happening and while Hema is trying to get on, I'm going to just let you know what we're talking about. So we're talking about heart alchemy, the art of realigning to the elixir of life. And so Hema's going to share with us why the heart has always held the key and is the keeper of truth and therefore alchemy of all experiences, how the heart chakra can assist us in clearing the other chakras and empowering them to their wholeness. And then also Hema will be taking us through a process called Crystal Cave Journey, which will be connecting you to a vibrational energy of color to activate your healing potential. And I think someone's on the line. Hema, is that you?
Hi, Ian. It's me. Can you
welcome,
hear me?
Welcome. Perfectly. Perfectly. Yeah. Well, welcome. Thanks. I know you're calling from United Kingdom. In fact, we have many guests from all over the world. In fact, many of our guests are from the United Kingdom. So there are people joining us from there. There's people joining us from Australia, South Africa, Singapore, South America, everyone. So it gives me great delight to bring you to the show. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ian. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here. Absolutely delighted. Thank you.
Of course, of course. Now, while you were joining, I did go ahead and share a little bit about you. But what I'd love, because you haven't been on the show before, what I'd love for you to do is maybe introduce yourself in your own words, but really focus on what is it that you do now, so people have a better understanding of you before we get into the conversation.
Yeah, wonderful. I'd love to do that. So I'm Hema Vyas. I'm based in the UK. I'm a psychologist, a spiritual intuitive mentor, a speaker, and soon to be a published author. I've worked many, many years with one-to-one clients, doing therapy, mentoring, group work, workshops, retreats, all sorts of things. But at the moment, I'm really, really focusing my energies on the shifts that are happening in the world and really bringing knowledge and wisdom to people to bring about shifts in their own lives.
Beautiful. And that's one of the reasons why everyone is here, because of the shift that can occur, especially when they when the audience and the community gets to hear people like you. And today I shared with everyone that we're going to be talking about heart alchemy, the art of realigning to the elixir of life. So maybe a good way to get this started, Hema, is talking about the power of the heart. What exactly is heart alchemy?
So I believe, Ian, that the heart holds information. It holds all the information about everything we've ever experienced. And I believe that we have many, many lives. And so the heart contains the energy, the information of not only our lives, but also our parents, our ancestors. Everything that's held in our DNA is held within the heart space. And so alchemy of the heart is really, really about getting to the truth, because anything that's held has not been metabolized. When we metabolize experiences, thoughts, feelings, memories, they become part of the universe and we become lighter, we become less dense. And that is the power of alchemy, because it's really about us finding our lightness. It's about finding the truth of who we really are, letting go of all the things that we're holding on to that is creating both the density and suffering and struggle. And when we clear those spaces within our hearts, the power of the heart reveals itself to be truth, to be love, to be joy, to be abundance, to be all the amazing things that we're all searching for.
Thank you for that. So if I'm hearing you, what you're saying is that the heart is really a repository. It's almost like the Akashic records within the human body, where everything is stored, and there's a certain amount of alchemy that has to take place, and all the memories, if you would, have to be metabolized in order for us to break free. Would that be the right way to say it, or transcend maybe the effect of this, of these accumulated memories? So, you know, if you just take what I've said and correct me, or maybe say it in a different way for the community to maybe better understand.
No, I love the way you said it. So yes, if I can just maybe expand on that. Absolutely. I believe that the heart has a portal which connects to the universal energies. And so it's that universal energy that, you know, once we've metabolized, we become part of that universal energy. We are connected to the universal energy, but I would say that we have become slightly disconnected over time, and part of the human experience is about connecting back to that universal energy, so we become one with the universe. So for me, I think the heart, that portal, is where information is held, and I think it's the same thing as the Akashic records, ultimately.
But held in the human heart.
Well,
certainly within, is it the heart itself, or is it also, does it also include, for example, the heart chakra?
I think the heart chakra is definitely contained within the human body, and it's an energy field around the human body. But I think the sacred heart, which I'm talking about, goes into infinity, so it's way, way beyond just the human body. I think it's what we carry through many, many lifetimes.
So the sacred heart.
The sacred heart, the spirit heart, not the physical pump, but also, you know, the sacred heart is slightly separate from the chakra. The chakra is connected, so the energy field, the chakra system as we know it, which is an energy field, is connected to the sacred heart, when actually the Sacred Heart is something that goes even beyond that. It is sort of contained within our consciousness as well as the heart. When there's an alignment between our minds, our bodies, and our hearts, something opens up that goes way, way beyond anything that we can imagine on a conscious level, I believe.
Let me ask you, what is the true purpose of the Sacred Heart? Is it to, let me ask you that question and stop right there. What is the purpose of the Sacred Heart?
The purpose of the Sacred Heart is really to connect us to our truth. I think that we experience lots of things, and when they're not true, they create polarity. So as human beings, what we're experiencing at the moment, Ian, is this sort of polarity of the, you know, left and right, up and down, hot and cold. And that's where we experience all the dramas. That's where we experience a lot of things that we're experiencing on a human level. And it's about really, really being able to bring balance into our lives, bring the polarity back into balance, bringing it back into a space of truth, because it's that truth that really, really opens up some part of us that we can experience the things that we're searching for. All the things that we're searching for externally are all contained within that space within ourselves. And it's about being able to go into that space. The Sacred Heart is guiding us. I believe it sort of almost acts like a magnet, and it's sort of attracting different experiences. It's attracting different people in our lives. It's attracting different circumstances so that we somehow remember what we've forgotten. So if we've had many lifetimes, we've forgotten we've had these experiences, we've forgotten that we're holding on to these past conditioning kind of experiences that have conditioned us into thinking we're a particular way. And when we actually find a way out of that space, when we are able to kind of recognize the experiences for what they are, the Sacred Heart is guiding us. It's almost like this magnet which pulls into our lives the things that we need to heal, the things that we need to clear, the things we need to release, the spaces and places within us where we need to get to the truth. So the Sacred Heart has a really, really important role, and it's almost synonymous to the soul. You know, like the soul is sort of always observing what's going on and is always present, even when we're sleeping, even, you know, when we sort of cross over, when we're no longer in our human body, we move into another space, that soul is still there. I think the Sacred Heart is the same thing as a soul.
Go ahead.
And so I believe that, you know, it's really about us being able to recognize that everything that's happening is being, you know, brought into our lives by ourselves. So it's not that we're to blame for what shows up in our lives if we don't like it. It's about recognizing that when things show up, there's a reason for it. And when we recognize those reasons, and when we're able to work through it with a really open, expanded heart, then we're able to throw light into that space, into that experience. We're able to throw compassion into that space, understanding, and it's those things that are going to help us metabolize experiences, both present and past, which is really what we need to be doing.
Right, right. Yeah, so how do we, is there an inflection point, would you say, possibly, that brings us to the awareness that we do have these memories stored in our heart? Because I think many people might be happily oblivious. And, you know, what happens to the degree that someone's consciousness is raised enough to be able to recognize this, and then, you know, move forward along the path of alchemy to, you know, really move forward to merge with spirit. So at what point do you think, or can you share, where people actually have the realization that, oh, I have all these memories now, and are able to then take the next step, so to speak?
To be honest, Ian, I don't know that we need to recognize that we have the memories. So the process for me would be something like this. It would be, you know, when something keeps repeating in our lives, we need to take stock. We need to stop and think, okay, you know, what is the purpose of this? So when we are experiencing wonderful things, then that's great because we want more of that. And if we're attracting more of the wonderful things, then that's wonderful. But when we're attracting things that are causing us some sort of pain, when we're attracting experiences that perhaps are not so positive, then we need to take a step back and think, well, there's a reason this is happening. So just even that thought process is going to be the beginning, because when we start thinking differently, then our hearts are able to speak to us. What I mean by that is that when we have repetitive things happening in our lives, the repetitive thoughts that we have attached to those things are what blocks us from the guidance that the heart is providing us. So the heart is trying to show us something, but when we get stuck in our thoughts and our beliefs about something, we can't really listen to what's going on a deeper level. So just the thought that actually maybe there's a reason this is happening is a beginning point. And then when we're able to do that, if we're then able to say, well, okay, what is the reason? Already the heart is softer, because the minute we sort of asking a question and inquiring rather than judging, that judgment blocks us. So that judgment sort of dissipates when we're just really asking the question, genuinely wanting to know what the answer is. And I believe that then the answers begin to show up. Then the heart begins to open up and begins to speak to us, you know, with more compassion. So the same experience might show up again, but perhaps there's a softness to the experience which allows us to then begin to change our perception, which then allows us to change what we begin to attract. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Hema, talking about connection and possibly starting with the disconnection. You know, if we feel that we are not truly in our hearts, or maybe we feel that, you know, it's 5 p.m. and all of a sudden we look back and we go, you know, I don't feel that I was really in my heart space today. You know, what are some of the things that occur when we are more disconnected from our heart and not truly in our heart space?
Okay, so disconnect from our heart space, I believe, creates greater polarity. And when there's greater polarity, a number of things happen. We experience a lot of indecision. We experience a lot of chaos. We experience a lot of drama. We experience, you know, things not going right, things not flowing, you know. Disconnect sort of basically is chaos. And when we're connected, I would say we go into a space of coherence. When we're connected, we go into a space of flow and synchronicity, because we become one with our deeper self. And that oneness creates a sense of flow in our environment, because, you know, reality doesn't exist. Reality is simply a projection of what we feel about it. And so that disconnect creates a reality that feels harsh, creates a reality that is not flowing, creates a reality that doesn't feel safe or comfortable or joyous. So that's the impact of disconnect. And I would say the opposite is true of the connection. So when we're connected, life becomes very expansive, it becomes joyful, we create abundance, we create love, you know, so love and those sort of qualities flow much more easily into our lives and become a part of our lives.
Beautiful. I think that's a lot of what most people are looking for. So, you know, talking about dreams and potential and merging with the divine consciousness in a more, maybe in a more conscious way, where we embody more aspects of the divine, how does the heart kind of factor into that? How can we tap into the power of the heart, so to speak, to embody more divine qualities and aspects?
Oh, beautiful question. So there's so many ways of connecting to the heart space, and one of the most beautiful ways is to actually experience, you know, genuine gratitude. And it can be for the smallest of things, but, you know, really leading up to the big things. When you experience gratitude, you know, we are made up of energy and information, and energy is flowing through us all the time. The information is flowing, and it's the information that directs the energy. And so when we tap into the energy, the frequency of something like gratitude, genuine gratitude, it comes from the heart. So just even wanting that intention of wanting to connect to gratitude in each moment will open up the heart space, will definitely allow for a greater connection of the heart space. But there are lots of other ways, I would say, you know, nature, because nature is in sync, you know, nature isn't trying to compete with anyone or anything. It just is doing what it needs to do. So when we connect with nature, for example, I would say we're definitely connecting to our heart space and allowing an expansion, which is why walking in nature for half an hour a day is a beautiful thing to do and will really, you know, set you up for the day if you're able to do that. But also meditation, because as I said earlier, and I know meditation is something a lot of people talk about, but I think that there's a depth to meditation that is, you know, much, much more than just, you know, not having any thoughts, because I don't think we can actually, you know, do that so easily. I think meditation is really, really about stopping and stopping the repetitive thoughts of the mind and allowing ourselves to connect to the wisdom that's contained within our hearts. I believe when we deeply meditate, when we do allow our minds to go as silent as possible, I believe that the heart, one, opens up and expands and creates an expansion within the heart space. But I also believe that the heart then whispers to us, the heart speaks to us, it tells us the truth. And so that the truth, you know, is really what we're looking to get to, I believe.
Right, right, definitely. So can you share with us some of the additional tools, or really what is the most important, would you say, in working with the healing and the harmonizing and the balancing of the heart?
Well, I think the most important quality, I would say, is intention. You know, we need to have a real intention, a real willingness to be able to hear the truth. Because when we genuinely are willing to hear the truth about any situation, the heart will always guide us. And so that intention to inquire, the intention to not judge, but to just be open to the answers, the intention to connect to the heart space, however we do it, I think is one of the most important things that we can do. In terms of actual tools to connect to the heart space, meditation is one of them, nature is another, color, sound, all the senses that we have as human beings. You know, it's the sounds that we listen to, it's what we eat, it's what we smell, it's what we touch, it's what we feel. Everything has an impact, because everything is information, and that information gets is what directs the energy. And if we're trying to open up our heart space, if we're trying to connect to our heart space, then it's about making decisions that are going to be in harmony with our heart space. You know, qualities, the colors, it can be vibrant colors, but they have to be beautiful colors that are pleasing to us. When something pleases the eye, the taste, the touch, I think the heart definitely expands and opens up. But meditation is definitely an amazing tool. But also I would say, one of the things that I do is connecting, aligning people virtually to the grid system, the universal grid system. Because if you think about the universe, everything is connected and everything has the possibility of connection. If we can reconnect the heart to the universal energy system, I believe that the information will flow much more freely, and then the mind will actually allow the heart to speak, because that's really, mind does get in the way. The mind does sort of want to overpower and wants to be in control. And if we can begin to let go of that need for control, the need to overthink things, the need to think about everything and just feel and allow ourselves to actually feel, then the heart is definitely going to open up.
Mm. So is there something unique or special? And I know that we're going to get to this a little bit later, Hema, where we're going to let people know how they can work privately with you and more specifically around activating and realigning the heart's energy field. But are there things that people can do by themselves to reconnect their hearts to the universal energetic system?
Gosh, good question. You did cut out a little bit, so I think I missed a little bit. But in order to answer the question that I just heard about, if there's something people can do themselves, I would say, the thing that they can do is really, really be willing to do the work, be willing to look at each situation that shows up in their lives and be willing to be open to perceiving it from a different space. That's because the heart is constantly trying to get us to metabolize experiences that don't serve us. And so anything that we're not enjoying or resisting is going to keep on repeating. So if we're able to just keep on working towards metabolizing all the experiences we have without judgment, with compassion, with genuine love, then I think that that's what's going to just connect the heart, because the heart's already connected. The disconnect actually appears in the mind. The disconnect appears because we block it, because our mindset, because our thoughts, our feelings, those are the things that are blocking it. The connection, I would say, is actually already there and has always been there.
True. Very true. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah, thank you. Sometimes we are, we live in a little bit of separation consciousness from time to time, and it's good for that reminder, and then with the heart, we associate certainly on a human level, we associate the heart with love. To really reconnect with universal love. Right, the highest vibrational universal love is working with the heart and dropping into the heart and opening the heart and doing those sort of exercises, so to speak. Are they some of the best ways to really connect to that true universal love when we focus on the heart in that way?
Yes. Absolutely. I would say, it's applying love to everything, because, the two major kind of emotions we experience are fear and love. And so if we're not in love, then chances are we're in fear. And so the more we move away from that, you know, polarity and move into a space of, I would say, just genuine acceptance, because we can't love something we don't love. But we can definitely move away from fear or resistance, and we can move into a space of acceptance. So the, I would say, you know, it's about real acceptance of something, and dropping into the heart space happens almost organically. You know, when we stop looking at the world through, like you say, separation consciousness, or when we stop looking at the world through fear, when we start just accepting, then I think that, you know, we automatically, and we're always dropping into our hearts again. You know, the truth is that it's not that we're not, it's just how easily we come back to it in moments of distress, really, and not get caught up in a spiral where we're sort of moving away from the truth, which is that we are love.
Wonderful. Well, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. There are some people who have questions. And if you'd like to ask Hema a question, star 2 to raise your hand. And then we'll take some callers, and then we'll see if we can get some questions from the web as well. So star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the webinar page, then I just put your question in along with your name, and we can get to some of you. So let's go to Montreal, Quebec. 9902 are the last four digits of the phone number. Montreal, Quebec, you're live with Hema.
Hello, Ian.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Ian. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Can you still hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Okay, it's Fran from Montreal. Hello, Hema.
Hi there.
Hema, I'm good. How would you differentiate the soul then if you say the heart is the definition that I had for the soul before?
I would say the sacred heart and the soul are synonymous with each other. So it's the same thing. So if you imagine the soul is a carrier of everything we've ever experienced, and it's present, you know, even after death. And so I would say the sacred heart is the same thing. It is present even after death. It is a part of us that continues and was there at the beginning of time and will continue to be there at the end of time.
Okay, so what you're describing as a sacred heart is what I think is the soul.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and can you see if there's something blocking me?
I'm. It's not something that I can see from this space. But tell me a little bit about something, a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a healer, and lately I've been sort of procrastinating to put myself out there and go get the customers, the clients.
So I would say that there's an experience in your life that you're resisting. And when you look at that experience, I think you will find the reason for procrastination. Procrastination is an experience that we have when there's somewhere in our heart space we're carrying a sense of shame around something. Now, it might be something that belongs in this lifetime, it might be something that belongs in another lifetime. It doesn't matter. When there's a genuine acceptance of whatever it is that's going on in your life, I feel that you will be able to move through that procrastination. But it really does come back to some resistance. So is there a space and place in your life where there is resistance?
I guess that's something I'm going to have to dig on.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, much love to you.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay, beautiful. Let's go to Lawton, Oklahoma. 4957 are the last four digits of the phone number. Lawton, Oklahoma.
Hello. Hey Ian, it's Lena. How are you?
Good, yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I was gonna say a lot of what was said resonates with me. I don't even know how to say it. It's like I lowered my frequency, and I keep going back instead of moving forward, and I know what to do, and I have the skills, and my throat's burning. So I don't know. It's like I go to connect in with my body, and
Is there something that's coming through, Lena, specifically for you to ask Emma?
No.
Okay. Nothing specific that's coming through.
I guess my question is I don't have a specific question. I just choose to love myself, and there's just
Lena. So I guess, yes. Lena, I guess you're looking for some support, and you know, when we move into a low frequency, really it's just fear, right? So when you come back to love, is there something you really love? Is there something you love doing? Do you love singing, dancing?
That's just it. The real me, the expanded me, loves to sing and dance, and loves the soul tribe that she's a part of. And it's the same. And I expanded so fast, and I just
Lena, I'm not sure, sweetheart, if we can help you if you're not able to articulate a question. I know it's hard, but
why would I lower my frequency? You know.
I think that you know, Lena, it's not a question of why would we. I think, you know, we all go through ups and downs in life, and because we need to experience all of it. And that's, you know, it comes back to what I was saying, when we let go of the judgment, I feel like actually the problem is that you're judging yourself instead of letting yourself be where you are. And if you now choose to feel differently, then, you know, make that choice to simply sing for 5 minutes. Make that choice, because even though you find it difficult right now where you're at to be in that expanded space, if you are able to have that intention that it's not where you want to be, you want to be in that expansive space to be somebody who just loves to sing and dance, then find the courage, because that's where the heart comes in. The heart is about courage. When we find the courage to do something, even though some part of us is resisting, it's the mind that's resisting. And when you find the courage to do it, it will begin to open you up and expand your heart space. And before you know it, you try this for the next couple of weeks, you will find that you are in a much stronger space. And from there, you can begin to make decisions to help yourself. Yeah?
Okay.
Good luck. Okay. Good, Good luck. Have a go.
Thank you,
Lena. All right.
Thank you. Much love.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah, Lena. Yeah. All right, Lena, what we'll do is we'll hold space for you. We'll hold space that whatever is coming through, whatever you need to hear, whatever you need to feel, whatever choices that you need to make, whatever decisions you need to make, that they are made for the highest and greatest good of all. So we're holding space for you, Lena. Okay, let's go to the web. This is a question from Viviana in Dublin, and this is a question around the content here, and I think this is pertinent maybe to many people on the call, so I'm going to ask it. How can we be sure that any message we receive in meditation is coming from the truth of the heart and not coming from the ego?
Oh, beautiful question. Thank you, Viviana. So I would say that in meditation, everything that comes up is what needs to come up. And when we hit on the truth of something, there's always a real sense of relief. You know, it's learning to read the subtleties of the body, because the body will relax. Even if it's a painful truth, the body will relax, because truth resonates on a much deeper level. It's a vibration that the body can understand, and the body will react when it's something that is not truth. And so it's really being able to understand and read the subtleties of your body. But everything that shows up in meditation has a place in our life. So even if it's not the truth, as in the answer that you're looking for, I would say that what's happening in meditation is that what shows up is what you may need to heal in order to get to the truth. But you keep on meditating and keep on listening to your heart and keep asking the right question, which is, what is my truth around this situation? It will show up.
Thank you. Here's another question. This is from Lisa. Lisa also happens to be in Dublin. here's the question from Lisa. On a day-to-day basis, how can we exercise our heart energy to help us reconnect back to the portal that you mentioned?
Sorry, you cut out a little bit, Ian. Could you just repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah. On a day-to-day basis, how can we exercise our heart energy to help us reconnect back to the portal that you mentioned?
Wonderful, wonderful question. Thank you, Lisa. So on a day-to-day basis, there are lots of things that we can do. And I would say that it's about having some sort of discipline. Whatever that discipline is, it's having some discipline that we apply consistently, because consistency will get us there. You know, anything that we do repeatedly that is good for us, that creates that subtle sense of relaxation in the body, is going to open and keep on expanding the heart space. I definitely would say, to meditate. I'm also a Kundalini yoga practitioner, so Kundalini yoga is one of the things that I highly, highly recommend. Chanting, singing, just opening up the throat chakra, opening up the voice, opening up, the body, allowing the body to stretch, exercise, all of those things will actually open up. Because the heart center is about transformation, and so it's about doing something that pushes us that little bit out of our comfort zone. It's doing something that we wouldn't normally do, that we may even resist at times, but we have to keep on doing it. So a discipline, a daily discipline, is something that's going to connect you to the portal.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right, let's go to the phones for another caller, and this one is 7070, the last four digits of the phone number. You're on live with Hema, 7070. Hello, anyone there? Anyone there? Nope. No one there. Okay. Let's go to North Hollywood, California. North Hollywood, California, you're on live.
Hi. Thank you so much, Ian, for taking my call. I just came to the same realization today about I have a gap between what I want and where I'm in, where I'm at mentally. So I was talking to all my guides and my angels and everybody, and I asked for a psychiatrist and a therapist and a brain surgeon. The gap that I have is a belief system that I inherited from parents, especially from my dad. And it is so inbred. Oh, my God. My father was a total communist. He hated money. He hated anything to do with, like, making it big or especially being famous. And I have such a fear to step out of my father's, grip, if you know what I mean. And it's in the subconscious. I'm still so afraid just to get out and tell him to go, you know, take a ride on the wild side. And he's dead, by the way. So this is all in my head. And so I'm now, going back between, hating my dad, the son of a da-da-da, and on the other side, my mom wanted me to be a socialite and a wife of a millionaire and, do charity work and stuff like that. So I'm going to go with my mom, but that makes me hate.
Do you have a specific question for Hema?
Oh, yeah. How do you have a formula to somehow get out of this grip that I have in my subconscious that I'm afraid of my father or something like that to get out in the world because he's not going to like it. Like he never did.
Uh-huh.
What I mean? And it's all in my head because he's dead. So.
Wonderful. So it's all in your head. You know, at the end of the day, we're all one. We're all connected and there is really no separation in spirit. And if that is true, if there's no separation in spirit, actually the person who is holding you back is you because, you know, there is only the spirit, the essence, the energy of your father, which lives on inside of you. And he can say anything you decide he's going to say. So, you know, it's coming back to the truth. It's really about you recognizing that there's some part of you holding you back. And if, you know, when we take responsibility, when we recognize that there is no other, there is only us, and everyone else is just a mirror reflection of who we are or what we believe or who we think we are, then we have a choice. And the beautiful thing is, I tell you, with all the shifts that are happening in the universe at the moment, anything you do is going to take on effect so much quicker than it ever did in the past. So if you really want to break free from the grip of your parents, I would say, then take responsibility, recognize this is your life, this is your choice, and they're not going to have a say in it. And actually, the truth is that when you are happy and doing something you love, then their soul, their spirit, wherever they are, they're going to love it too, because at the end of the day, we're all one. So therefore, how can they not want what is best for you? They will want what's best for you on a soul spirit level, always.
Aha. Uh-huh. So he wants stuff that's best for me, even though he's on the other side.
Uh-huh,
and I can't talk to him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But also, you know, you can decide what you know he would want to say if he was genuinely coming from a place of love, which spirit does. Spirit is pure love. So there is never going to be judgment from spirit, right? So in where he is now, he is just going to be sending you pure love. You have a choice to recognize that. You have a choice to decide that that is exactly the message you are going to receive.
Okay.
Thanks.
Should I look for signs from him or I don't need to do that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you see the signs, of course, I think signs are beautiful affirmation that we are on track. But the truth is that, you know, you decide where you want to go and have the courage to move forward in that direction, have the courage to connect to what is true in your heart and move forward.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've got that. I know what I want. And I, yeah. So I just go back into my heart and I, okay. And it's a fine line between hating them or, you know what I mean? So I just got to trust that they want the same thing for me that I want.
Absolutely. And recognizing that hate is just resistance.
Uh-huh.
Resisting, you know, your fear that's sort of stepping up, holding them accountable for your life, but you're accountable, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Much love. Okay.
Thanks. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Hema, let's do this. I'd love to share with everyone how they can work with you because you have a very, very special session, and you do something very special. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button, and if you get a little pop-up that says hang on just a minute, refresh your page by clicking, you know, the little refresh button near the top, just by the way, if you're on a if you're on the webinar, just make sure you refresh your page when you click that orange button. And when you click that orange button, you'll be taken to the page that has Hema's session, which is activating and realigning the heart's energy field. And if you are not on the webinar page and you want to type it in because you'd like to follow along, then you would type in WOTA Summit, that's WOTA Summit, and Summit's got two M's, .com, and / Hema, H-E-M-A, and the number 4. So it's going to be all lowercase, WOTASummit.com/ Hema, H-E-M-A, the number 4. And that'll take you to a page that says activating and realigning the heart's energy field. Now, this is a private session by Hema. So, Hema, if you can tell everyone what the session is all about and some of the experiences people might experience when they're in the session, and then also, I think most importantly, what happens after the session? How are people's lives changed?
Yes, wonderful. I would love to. So this is something that's very, very close to my heart. It's a process whereby energetically and quantumly, because you know we live in a quantum universe, and so time and space doesn't exist, and so wherever you are in the world, it really doesn't matter. It's really, you know, I have a deep practice, meditation, yoga. I'm deeply connected to my heart. And what I would love to do for anybody who was wanting to work with me is to connect from that space with the person during the session and reconnect or remind their body, their system, their, you know, the part of them that informs them, the mind, the body, the heart, that they are connected, and to realign and reconnect their heart space to the universal energy space, which will connect them to the blueprint of their destiny. Within our hearts, we have the blueprint of our destiny, and it's covered up with all this other stuff, the conditioning that I was talking about at the beginning. And when what I'd like to do is to just activate that energy center, so that deep knowingness within each person's heart, that will then allow them to feel reconnected. And it will, over time, it's not that it's going to necessarily, you know, shift everything immediately, but I think the shifts are going to happen really quickly because of what's happening at the moment in the world. By reconnecting them, realigning them, what I'm hoping is that they will find that over time, things begin to move in a direction that they're really wanting it to go, where the fear begins to subside effortlessly, where they begin to attract joy, abundance, where they begin to attract good health, happiness, prosperity, you know, all the things that make for a really happy, successful, joyful life. Because when we let go of all the other things that are blocking that truth within our, deep within our hearts, that blueprint, when we connect to our purpose, our passion, when we connect to why we're really here, why things are happening, and how we can move through those things quickly to get to that peaceful space within us, where we're living our lives with passion, with purpose, then life becomes joyful. And at the end of the day, that's what makes life worth living. When we're experiencing joy on a daily basis, when we're able to laugh, when we're able to really enjoy and feel like we're being of service to people. Because, of course, part of life is not just what's in it for us. It's about what's in it, how we're here to serve, because we are all here to serve ourselves as well as others. And so this reconnection, this realigning, reactivating that heart, the blueprint within the heart, is something that I think is really, really special.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Now, there are techniques that you're actually employing here and utilizing when you work with people here. You know, I'm looking at this, and you're talking about the connections with the planetary spheres and beyond. There's a word that I can't pronounce, axiotonal lines.
External lines.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was close, but not close enough. You know, patterns of energy. So. Tell us a little bit about how you work with these energy grids and these energy fields when you are in session with someone.
So it's an intuition. It's going into a deep sort of state of meditation myself. And like I say, I work quantumly, so it doesn't matter where you are. Basically, the grids, everything is frequency, and the frequency is all around us. And if you are able to connect to it, when you're able to intuitively feel it, although we can't see it, it's there. And so what I would do is I connect to those axitonal lines that are all, you know, around in the universe, but also within the person, and just really communicate from within myself with the person to the universal energies, because we are all always in constant communication. The universe is in communication with us. We are in communication with the universe. So really, it's about providing that information. It's about, you know, a telepathic communication between me and the person, a telepathic communication between their heart and the universal energy, the universal grid lines, where the connection is just reactivated, and where the person is able to subconsciously, unconsciously remember what they've always known. As I said, that truth is always within us. We are always whole, and the truth is that we are always connected. So all I'm doing is reminding the body, the mind, the heart of that connection and reactivating it so that it becomes something that is prominent in their lives and works with them towards what it is that they want in their lives.
Mm, sounds wonderful, wonderful. And I'm looking at your session here, and one thing that you mentioned is after the session, people feel what it means to be a walking tree of knowledge, inherently connect with the energy from the universal heart, the universal consciousness, the universal I am. Can you just, you know, for maybe for my sake, but I'm sure there's others as well who are asking, what does it mean to be a walking tree of knowledge?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. So I believe that we have access to all the information that is available not only in our universe but in multi-universes. And so when we are truly, truly connected, and the more clear a channel we become, the more we clear our own stories and things that, you know, create density in us, that this, like this reactivation of the heart blueprint, we are able to tap into anything and everything that is available throughout the universe, and as I said, throughout other universes. So all of a sudden life becomes so expansive. We become a tree of knowledge from the point of view that there is nothing that your mind can conceive of that your heart does not know. And so your heart is able to tap into that knowledge and will give you whatever you need to move your life forward in any direction that you want it to go in. So the tree of knowledge is really basically, you know, the roots are within us, but the branches extend out into multiple universes. And you know, when we begin to recognize that truth, and that recognition comes when we've reactivated the heart space and really allowed it to open up and expand, then that knowledge is available to us whenever we want. Yeah.
Whew. Just let that sit for a while. Just let the vibration of what you've said, everyone, just feel into that. Right. Oh, just so, so profound. The roots of the tree of knowledge are within us, and the branches extend out into all realms, all dimensions. Ah, so beautiful. Just feel into how that feels. It just feels so, it feels so true. It feels so right. It feels so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, let's do this. If this works for your timing, Hema, I would love if you would share with us, or take us through, rather, the process that you mentioned, the crystal cave journey. If you could just share with us what it is, and then I'll hand it over to you to, you know, take the community, take the group through that.
Absolutely. So if I can just say at this point, you know, that the reason why meditation is so incredibly powerful is because limitations don't exist within, you know, in that space of real deep meditation. And so what I'd like to do, the journey that I'd like to take you all on, is using your imagination, but, you know, recognizing that, you know, anything we imagine, we experience. So it becomes information, and that information is what will direct the energy. So the journey is going to be one of that's going to be full of lots of colors. And I really want to just allow your body to just soak up the different colors and what they represent, and so that you can be energized, you know. And for some of you, you might be wanting to go to sleep soon. I know I've got a lot of people listening in the UK and Dublin and all throughout, you know, the US and Canada. And so some of you might be getting on with your day, so I'd love to energize you. Some of you might be going off to sleep, but whatever you're doing, you know, if you use this journey to just really allow your body to be informed of the wholeness of who you are, the spectrum of colors and the vibration that they hold, then I think it will be a really special experience.
Sounds wonderful.
Wonderful. Great. Okay. So it's just going to be a guided meditation using colors. Okay. So if everybody would like to just take a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. Sometimes we're holding our breath and we're not even aware of it. So as we breathe in, and just exhale. You don't need to change the way you're breathing. just about bringing an awareness to your breath. As you breathe in, breathe out a sense of relaxation, moving your attention from your mind into your heart. Often, even when we close our eyes, some part of our attention stays within the mind. So just bringing that energy down into the heart space. And as you do, allowing yourself to imagine that the heart space is an open, expansive space, a space where you can create a beautiful vision of a beautiful field. Imagine that you're walking barefoot on the field. Imagine the softness of the grass beneath your feet. Imagine as you're walking in the distance, you see a myriad of colors. As you walk towards it, becoming aware that it's actually a beautiful crystal cave made up of all sorts of crystals, all colors, all shapes. Imagine walking into that space and immediately feeling at peace. A sense of relaxation flowing through your body. And in this space, you recognize that it's a very sacred, special space, a space where you are able to release what no longer serves you, a space where you are able to let go once and for all of something. Maybe you've struggled with, you're ready to release. And with that intention, allowing yourself to find a crystal, any color, any shape, any size, either holding it in your right hand or touching it with your right hand, releasing with pure intention, releasing that which no longer serves you. Allow that crystal, that color to absorb the energy that flows through from your heart into your hand. And as you do, become aware that what you've done is you've created space in your heart where your heart can open up. That space is space that you can now fill with whatever you desire, whatever your heart truly desires. And so with that pure intention, become aware, finding another crystal, another color, another shape, another size. Become aware. With your left hand, either holding it or touching. And as you do, allowing the energy from the crystal to flow from your left hand into your heart, filling your heart with that vibration, with that energy. You don't need to know the color represents, you don't even need to work out. What you're bringing in, just a beautiful, pure intention to bring in something in that space that is going to allow your heart to feel joy, to feel love. Allowing yourself to place either the whole crystal or a part of that crystal in your heart. Allowing that crystal to act as a magnet, bringing into your life more of what you desire, more love, more joy, more prosperity. More laughter, more abundance. Allowing yourself to experience gratitude. For all that you are and all that you have. A genuine gratitude planted in the depths of your heart. Allowing the vibration of gratitude to also act as a magnet, bringing more gratitude. More reasons for gratitude in your life. Allow the energy to continue expanding. You begin to remember the truth of who you are. You begin to remember the truth, your purpose, why you're here. The truth of each and every person in your life, the truth of each and every bit of experience. The truth that you are love. With a nice deep breath, reconnecting to wherever you are. Gently allowing yourself to come back to full waking consciousness. Allowing yourself to come back to full waking consciousness. You're so welcome, Ian. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful guided meditation. So lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so good.
Yeah, it's been wonderful having you on the show, Hema. Thank you so much for sharing with us about Heart Alchemy, and just being here and sharing your incredible energy with us and doing readings. Is there anything that is coming through to you that you feel you'd like to share with the community as we start to wind this down?
So my sort of parting message would be, you know, have the courage to embrace all of life and transform it through the process of alchemy from the heart into pure bliss, pure love, pure joy, because that is our birthright, that is who we are, that is the essence of who we are and who we are meant to be on this planet. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, much love to you. And
much love
everyone,
to you.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you so much for being here, being part of the Wisdom community and listening to the show today. I really appreciate you being here and bringing your incredible energy. Really, really love you all. Okay. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son, all the ancient ones and the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power and service. Thank you for bringing us all together and supporting us in our journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love. Okay. Bye now.
Thank you.